A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Utah's Morning News with Tim Hughes and Amanda Dixon on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good morning, KSL News. Time is 7:30. It is 72 degrees.
Delay free on the freeways. I'm Eric Butler.
KSL's top story this hour.
The Utah response.
Patients around the country say it's taking a week or even longer to receive their COVID-19 test results. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik joins us live with a story, John.
Yeah, Amanda, these are the individuals that are being tested at urgent care centers, health centers, pharmacies, drive-thrus, and walk-up sites. Now, back in the spring, they say it was only taking about 3 or 4 days to receive the results, which has many asking, why the big holdup all of a sudden? Well, according to Quest Diagnostics, it's simply all about the numbers. When asked about the delays, a company spokesperson said it's volume and capacity. We can run about 115,000 tests a day. It's not lab-specific. It's a national issue, and we're just trying to keep up. Now, it should be noted that, according to the Deseret News, the individuals that are in hospitals are still receiving their test results within a day. Live, John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
It was a record weekend in Florida. KSL's top national stories this hour with Sean Michael Lyle live at the KSL National News Desk.
That's right, Amanda. Hot weather states continue heating up with new coronavirus cases. Florida set the single-day record for the pandemic with over 15,000 new infections yesterday. This ICU doctor tells ABC Miami.
These increased numbers are being seen in the hospital, and it is stressing the hospital.
Meanwhile, New York reported no COVID deaths Saturday. That was the first time in 4 months. Coronavirus coverage every 30 minutes on KSL News Radio. Firefighters at Naval Base San Diego are battling a fire aboard the amphibious assault ship Bonham Richard after an explosion yesterday morning. This woman came to see it.
You can smell the metal and the paint and all that burning.
21 sailors and civilians injured in the explosion and fire, but none critically. The first execution of a federal prisoner in 17 years set to happen today. Daniel Lewis Lee of Oklahoma to die by lethal injection in Indiana this afternoon for the killing of a gun dealer, his wife, and 8-year-old daughter 24 years ago. And the Washington Redskins NFL football team reportedly going to retire the Redskins name today. Former linebacker Ken Harvey tells ESPN fans will accept the change.
People will get used to the name if the team produces and do what they're supposed to.
Owner Dan Snyder reportedly has filed trademark applications recently for the Washington Red Tails, Monuments, Veterans, Renegades, and Americans. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
Some developing news this morning after a traffic stop led to police finding an 18-year-old with a gunshot wound in West Valley. We get the latest from KSL TV's Felicia Martinez.
Well, Salt Lake City Police has taken over this investigation because even though the teenager was found or was shot in Salt Lake City, he was actually found here in West Valley. They're still out here investigating. But again, police out here in West Valley are saying, you know, this all started for them around 3:20 this morning when they received a phone call for shots fired at 3200 South and Decker Lake Boulevard. Now, a police officer responded and saw a vehicle speeding in the area of 3100 South and Redwood, followed it here off 35th South, and where it pulled into the Big O parking lot and stopped. Officers then found that teenage boy who was shot several times inside of the car. Now, he is in serious condition, and he was taken to a nearby hospital.
Individuals in that vehicle said that they were shot while they were in Glendale, and at about that time, we got calls come in of a scene here where a gun was recovered in the road, as well as some blood. So we believe that those two are going to be tied, that this is going to be where the victim was shot.
They say the victim is not cooperating with police at this time, but that there is no threat to that area. Meanwhile, in West Valley City, the three that were detained here, they have been transported to Salt Lake City Police Department for questioning.
We will continue to monitor this story and bring you updates as we get them. KSL Weather Now with Grant Wayman. Temperatures are cooling down, but not for very long.
We had some very, very hot temperatures over the weekend. We're still looking at excessive heat for many of our southern areas today of the state, including the southeast. Utah's Dixie once again with temperatures back into that 105 to 110 range into the afternoon. So very, very hot.
It sounds like we have the perfect weekend for outdoor plans ahead. Unified Police are looking for the person responsible for stealing Black Lives Matter signs from front yards in Mill Creek. Police posted a video of a potential suspect stealing signs in the area of 3600 South and 3100 East. Police would like you to contact the UPD Mill Creek precinct if you have any information. Two former athletic directors at BYU and the U of U are talking about their hopes and fears for college football this fall. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards is live with more. Mary?
Amanda, the Deseret News spoke with Val Hale and Chris Hill, who both say college football is so important for students, alumni, the community, and the fans. It's also a critical area of income for the athletic departments, and it brings in support for the entire university. But they couldn't say what this fall will look like. They have no advice for the current ADs because things are changing so much. They say it's all about timing and rhythm and risk versus reward. They do believe there should be some games in some form. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.